Rare Earth, Good Earth. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Rare Earth, Good Earth. The rare earths, as the element is called, was discovered in the 18th century, and it was discovered as oxidized minerals, hence earths. And they're actually metals, and they aren't really rare. According to a report in the National Geographic magazine for June 2011, they're just scattered. A handful of dirt from your backyard would probably contain a smidgen, maybe a few parts per million. The rarest earth is nearly 200 times more abundant than gold, but deposits large and concentrated enough to be worth mining are indeed rare. What are rare earths used for? What are these things they're used for? They're fantastic. They're used in magnets, and those are used in radios and in cars, and they're used in your MP3 players, and they're used in all sorts of the modern devices that come out. And the demand keeps growing and growing and growing. And the place that produces the most rare earths serving the world is China. But one of the problems in maintaining and obtaining the rare earth is how it is mined. And when it is mined legally and carefully, then the toxics do not get back into the soil and into the water system. They are taken care of in a proper way. But because it's so desirable, because it's so wonderful, there has become like growing marijuana or growing drugs that are not beneficial to humanity, but they certainly sell well and make money for the people who raise them. And of course, in the process, they become a part of the criminal environment. They become part of the world of people who are not harmonious with the law. Now you say, boy, oh boy, how about that? We in the United States have enough rare materials, rare metals, that we can take care of ourselves quite nicely. But we have to upgrade our mining techniques and our mining activities. And we'll do that. We'll do that. But in other countries, they have allowed themselves to mine to such a disadvantage that they're destroying the ecology, they're destroying the landscape, they're destroying the waterways, they're destroying and making toxic all of those things around them. Now, sometimes to get minerals, to get diamonds, to get gold, to get other things, they use techniques that destroy the environment. Now, gold and diamonds have not been too terribly because they've been in a limited area. But rare metals are found everywhere. It's just where the predominance of them, of the rare metals, are that makes a difference. We have within us the same thing as these rare metals. Sometimes we take alcohol and we put it in our body, and when we put alcohol in our body, sometimes it opens up an inner doorway of wisdom and understanding that we had not known before. And so we try to alcoholize ourselves, to allow ourselves to become sort of an open sesame, an open door. Well, throughout history, whenever things were found, techniques were found, they were misused, and in their misuse, they had a tendency to destroy the world. Now, will the desire for all of these rare earths, will the desire for all of these compounds, as they're called, the oxidized minerals, will it have a tendency to destroy the earth? Well, possibly. But not necessarily. Because the good guys always have a way of coming out on top. The guys who want to go in violation to humanity, go in violation to the ecology, go in violation to what is good for the earth, they lose out. But in the process, they do a little bit of damage. And the damage is contributed to the fact that the good guys want to buy those metals, those things, because they're very beneficial. They're very beneficial for all of the new industries that are cropping up these days that are using these things for batteries and other things that are very essential in our current market. Will we allow ourselves to be interested in these things to the point that we are not taking care of our ecology, that we're not taking care of our green factors, that we're not taking care of tomorrow? When we live well today, when we live beautifully today, tomorrow will take care of itself very well. But when we live carelessly today, when we live this moment just for the moment, thinking that it doesn't matter what we do this moment, for tomorrow is another day, that isn't the way it works out. Things that we do today affect tomorrow very much. When women are on a lot of alcohol while they're pregnant or preparing to have children, this affects their child. When women are in attitudes along with men and having angry discussions and hateful ideas, these things bother the embryo. These things bother the prenatal child. These things bother the future generations. Now, we think we can watch our television and watch our movies and things like that with no regard for tomorrow. We think that whatever amuses us today is okay, and tomorrow will take care of itself. Well, tomorrow does take care of itself, but sometimes not in the way that we'd like it to, because we allow ourselves to get involved in those negative aspects of our environment, negative aspects of our mental attitudes, mental environment, that shape the future. And the future is just a moment away, because we live in the now, and every moment is a now moment. And as we live in the now, the things that we do now affect our life very seriously, and affect our tomorrow very seriously, and affect our world and our universe very seriously. It's time for us to wake up and be responsible for who and what we are. To say, rare earth, good earth. For centuries, we've gotten along without destroying our planet too much, although we have a tendency to do that by cutting down our forests and by using toxic substances and allowing it to get into the bio-network of the land. And as we do that, we suffer the consequences. But we can stop all that right now. Every moment of my life, I say, I am guided by the divine within me. I follow and listen to the divine within me. When I listen to the divine within me, I know exactly what I should do right now in under any circumstances. When I listen, oh, but what has that got to do with rare earth, and what has that got to do with pollution, and what does that got to do with anything? What it has to do with it, we are truly of the nature that we do unto others as we would have them do unto us. We are truly of the nature that we want to maintain an ecologically harmonious planet. We want to maintain a world that is healthy and vital and dynamic and alive, and we can only do that when we have a direction for ourselves, and we have something that guides us into our highest and greatest and best and most wonderful aspect of our whole being. Now, what is it that guides us into our highest and best and most wonderful of our whole being? What is it that guides us and brings us for the best that we could ever want to have in our life? What is it that does that? Well, what does that is who and what we are all the time. Who and what we are and where we're going and why we're going anywhere and what it means to go somewhere at all. Good earth? Oh, yes. Rare earth? It's everywhere. The National Geographic article said they're actually metals, and they aren't really rare. They're just scattered. A handful of dirt from your backyard would probably contain a smidgen, maybe a few parts per million. The rarest earth, rare earth, is nearly 200 times more abundant than gold. It's just that deposits large enough to and concentrated enough to be worth mining, they are rare. The day will come, if we allow it to be, that we will direct our attention to how we can mine the rareness of the earth without destroying our ecology. We can readily use our tremendous intelligence, our tremendous awareness from that divine source within us to know how to bring these rare elements to our availability, because they're everywhere. As they say, in every backyard throughout the United States and the world are many, many, many rare elements, if not a smidgen of all of them. And it's just a matter of mining them. They say in the ocean water itself, there is so much gold. And if we were to figure a way to mine that gold, not by some evil manner, but just by some siphoning manner or some technique, and we would come up with tremendous amounts of it. It's there. It's there for us to enjoy. It's there for us to utilize. And we don't have to use such drastic methods to bring it out. We don't have to use such drastic methods to ease it out of the soil, to ease it out of that composition which keeps it from being useful to us. Yes, we have it now. It is for us now. It is everywhere around us. And they are going to be even more and more and more uses for these rare elements, these rare metals. And as we find more uses for them, there will be those who will try to pirate the techniques of bringing this out, regardless of the ecology that they destroy. It's like Brazil when they cut down a great deal of their forested land. They wanted to put crops in. They wanted to start raising crops. And they wanted to benefit from the lumber and sell it. And they wanted to do all these things. Well, they found that just wasn't too cool, because the very trees that they had were what inspired the weather to have rain, that inspired the weather to cause the trees to grow. And without these trees, without these nourishing aspects of the atmosphere, the water did not necessarily come in the proper manner for their land, and their land was a washout. And their land was too much water or too little, but not at the right time. We want to learn how to work harmoniously with our atmosphere, work harmoniously with our inner sphere, work harmoniously with all aspects. And the way we do that is by listening to that voice within ourselves that tells us all things. Because we do have all knowledge within us. We do have all wisdom within us. The great scientists are not going outside of themselves for wisdom and knowledge. They're going inside. They're saying, what if we were to approach this in this manner or this manner, what if, how can we work harmoniously to bring these things that we want to bring to the fore? And they work harmoniously bringing out into public use, into beneficial use, all of these hidden aspects of nature, all these hidden aspects of chemistry and scientific research, all these hidden aspects, and they bring them out. Not because they're not there, not because they're hidden, but just because a new technique is learned, and once a new technique is learned, sincerely, without damaging the environment. Once a new technique is learned, they say to themselves, and we say to ourselves, hey, that's so simple. Why didn't we think of that before? Well, this is what listening to that message within you does. It reveals to us that most simple way of doing things, which accomplishes the good that we want without destroying the atmosphere, without destroying the economy, the ecosphere of our world. We want to live in a world that's filled with peace and harmony and goodness. The world is ours. Every mineral, every metal, every earth on earth is here for mankind to enjoy, to harvest, to realize for his benefit. But in the process, if he does not harvest it harmoniously, then there is no tomorrow for him. And the tectonic plates will reclaim the earth, and it'll all begin again. Now, oh, you say it's not going to happen for many million years, maybe billions of years. Well, really? We have seen in just a few years, through our misuse of our ground cover, through our misuse of our CO2 and many other aspects, we have seen in just a few years how the rains change, how the weather changes, how the ecology of the world has changed. And that's not in its absolute negative area. That's just a gentle reminder that this is what happens when you misuse the world ecology. You misuse the forces of the universe for ways in which you care less about what tomorrow brings and you just manifest it for today. There is a way for bringing forth the rare earths of the world and to benefit the upcoming scientific world that we're in, to bring about the turbine engines that are driven by the air, all using these new metals, to the battery systems, the lithium batteries and others that are using these rare metals, these rare earth conditions. And on it goes in our new technology. And our new technology, once it learns of a possibility, then it finds uses for them, and the uses demand that rare earth be mined in a greater abundance. We live in a fantastic world. Rare earth? It's a good earth. We want to use it in whatever is the finest and the best and the most exciting way that we can, so that we can enjoy our life and enjoy our world and enjoy who and what we are, and realize that tomorrow is here today. Now is the allness. We live in the now, and the now is the past, and the now is the present, and the now is the future. The now is all. Our scientists tell us this so often. And there is no space, there is no time, it is all right now. So, being this is the case, and being we have learned to listen to the voice within us, the divine within us, the all-knowledge within us, we know now how to handle whatever our needs are for tomorrow or the next day. But we know it now, and we execute it now. We expedite it now, and it becomes our way of living in a harmonious way. And the tectonic plates do not have to rush and clean up the earth, because the earth is being cleaned up by the wisdom that mankind has, listening to that inner source within him that tells him all ways of doing all things. I'm ready to listen to that source, and I'm listening now. And I'm training myself every single moment to listen within. I meditate, I think about what is going on inside of me and around me. And as I hear of new developments in the world, I think to myself, yes. And with that new development, there is the wisdom to have whatever necessary controls there are to be balanced, to be harmonious, to bring these things to the fore with all peace, with all blessings to the world, to the environment, to the people who are doing it, and to the people who are receiving it. Yes, rare earth, it's a good earth. Join me in being a responsible citizen of the good rare earth now. I love you. I love you. I love you.